Yes, greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. And I just, again, am thankful to have this opportunity to share from the Word of God to you, because I believe that the Word of God is absolutely true and is infallible, and it's good for you and I to meditate thereon and be fed in our spirit. And I appreciate you taking the time to call in and to listen to some things about God's Word, and I pray that you would be encouraged to go and to read for yourself. I hope that something that you're engaging in and taking part in is to go to the Scriptures and let God speak to you. He will. I did mention before about how King David, how he was awestruck at God and his creation. And, you know, David was amazed by the moon and the stars and the glory that they present and the awesomeness of God that is exhibited there. And I did want to mention, and I failed to, but I'd like to bring it up now, that I would just encourage you to take time to go out sometime soon at night and gaze up into the sky and just look at the stars, and then talk to God and let him know that you think he's awesome and that his creation is magnificent. And hopefully that is something that would be true from your heart. But if not, then I want you to ponder it and look at it until you do come to that place of wonderment and realize and understand, wow, this is truly an amazing thing that God has done by the work of his hands. He set all the stars, he set the moon in its place and the sun, and it's just like an autograph from God, our Creator. But with that, I'd like to go on. I'm going to read yet another psalm to you. This one is Psalm 71, and I'd like to read several verses here, and then we'll comment a little bit. Again, we're looking at the overflow of David's heart. I believe this is a good expression that we can use, that David had times when he would share from his heart when he was down in the depths, just like you and I can find ourselves there from time to time, but he also shares from his heart when he's overflowing with gratitude and thanksgiving to God for who he is. And here we are in chapter 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. And I just like to pause right there. You know, we are saved by his righteousness. Now, he wants us to walk in his righteousness, and he wants us to be a righteous people. But it's his righteousness. It's those things that come from him. And I think that each one of us, we examine our hearts. We know that there is corruption in our hearts, and that our hearts are wicked, and they're bent on evil. And we need to come to God for a cleansing from that, because that's just how it works for us. We find ourselves desiring things that we ought not to, whether it be money or things or whatever it may be, it doesn't really matter. Our heart is bent towards that. And until we can find a peace with God, our heart will always rule us there, until we allow him to come in and give us a new heart and change our heart. And even then, if we don't continually stay close to our Father and our Savior, our heart goes right back into its old ways. And so David here, as he's understanding, he says, deliver me in your righteousness, in thy righteousness, he says, and cause me to escape, incline thine ear unto me, and save me. God's in the business of saving people. He wants to save us. He wants to save us from destruction, and he wants to save us from sin. He wants to save us from ourselves that are bent on destruction. Verse 3, be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. You see his anchor here. He knows where he must stay in the presence of God, building his life on the rock the foundation of Jesus Christ. And even though at David's time, Jesus Christ had not walked on the earth yet, but David had a relationship with God, and he knew there was a plan of salvation that God had made. And he didn't know the fullness of it necessarily, but he knew there was a place, a safe place in God. Verse 4, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. You know, there are lots of people today that are very hostile towards anything of God. And I've been hearing things from different people and telling me stories and things that are happening in this world today of people that are being brutally murdered because of their faith in Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, you know, David faced some of these things in his day, and people hated him, wanted to kill him. And David is asking for God to deliver. And he said, out of the hand of the wicked and out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. You know, today there are some men that are they're giving out some very cruel, torturing punishment. And it happened back in David's day too. And David is crying out to God for help. He said, you are my hope, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee I have been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels, and my praise shall be continually of thee. I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Verse 8 says, let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. You can hear David's cry here. He's praying to God, asking for help. But I want you also to notice that not only is he asking for help, but praise is coming out of his mouth. And I want to challenge you today and encourage you, if praise is not part of your daily life, I want you to do an experiment. I want you to just take a few minutes and praise God for something. You can just think for a moment, and there's surely something that you could give God thanks for and praise to his name. And I may have told you this before, but when I was growing up, and my mother used to tell me, when you get down and you feel very low and discouraged, she said, I want you to start thinking of all the good things that God has done for you. And you cannot stay down. You cannot stay there in that low estate. But you will be encouraged, not because of who you are, but because of who God is. And if you meditate on those things, it will change the whole outlook on life that you will have. And so I would encourage you, take some time each day, even if it's just a brief little few moments. It'll grow, but start there and give God thanks. Just begin to praise him with your whole heart, as best you know how to. God will teach you and bring you along in that. But give God praise from your heart. Give him thanks. Let him know that you are thankful. You know, when you're around people that are thankful, it has a cheery attitude that's very contagious. And so I would encourage you to be the one that spreads that around in all of your influence, whoever you're around, your family, your work, people, place of work, in business, whatever you're doing, let that be overflowing out of you, that there would be praise to the Almighty God. And you'd be amazed what that'll do for your outlook on life. It's a wonderful thing. And David knew about it. I'm learning it. And I want to encourage you to learn also. Let's give God thanks, for he is worthy. God bless you as you think on those things.